This is Radio Nepal MTK Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Kharki expands the cabinet inducting two new ministers. President Ramchandra Pardil administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Health Minister Dr. Sudha Sharma and Sports Minister Bablu Gupta. Department of Water Resources and Irrigation terminates 12 idle contracts. National Human Rights Commission urges all parties engaged in peaceful demonstrations to exercise restraints. And U.S. President Trump signs Thailand-Cambodia ceasefire pact at ASEAN summit in Malaysia. Now the news in detail. Two newly appointed ministers have taken the oath of office and secrecy amid a ceremony held at the president's office in Sital Nivas today. President Ramchandra Pardil administered the oath of office and secrecy to Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam, the new health minister, and Bablu Gupta, the minister for youth and sports. Earlier today, four ministers were expected to be sworn in. However, only two were ultimately appointed. Dr. Gautam previously served as the secretary at the Ministry of Health, while Gupta is recognized as a leader within the Genji movement. Their appointments were made by President Pardil following the recommendation of Prime Minister Sushila Kharki. With this latest expansion, the cabinet, which was formed on the 12th of September, now consists of two members. The cabinet had previously been expanded on the 15th and 22nd of September. Meanwhile, newly appointed Minister for Health and Population, Dr. Sudha Sharma Gautam, has assumed office today. While assuming office, she said that her decision was to provide psychological counseling services to those injured during the Genji protest. Responding to the media, Minister Dr. Sharma pledged to make the procurement process completely transparent and end corruption. Similarly, newly appointed Minister for Youth and Sports, Bablu Gupta, assumed office today itself. Upon the assumption of the office at Singhadarbar, Minister Gupta signed a minute of a decision to ensure the live broadcast of all meetings of all the bodies under the ministry. The Department of Water Resources and Irrigation has terminated 12 long pending irrigation contracts that had shown no progress for years. The contracts were under the former People's Embankment Program, Field Office No. 2 in Jaleshwar of Mahuttari District. The termination follows directives from the Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Physical Infrastructure and Transport and Urban Development, Kulman Kissing, to end the trend of contractors leaving the projects incomplete. The department said that the contractors were repeatedly ignored notices and failed to resume works, prompting cancellation and confiscation of their performance securities. Similarly, the Department of Roads has initiated the process to terminate 40 more stalled road and bridge contracts under its office in Tumlingtar, Ilam, Hetoda and Nepalganj. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has called all parties engaged in peaceful demonstrations to exercise restraints. In a statement released today by spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel, the NHRC urged the government to respond appropriately and promptly to the demands of citizens to seek solutions to the ongoing issues, to ensure the involvement of the all stakeholders, and to uphold and safeguard human rights alongside the citizens' right to peaceful protest. Reflecting on previous incidents, the NHRC noted that even protests deemed peaceful have occasionally escalated into violence, thus urging protesting parties to exercise caution to avert such occurrences in the future. Thai Asia Air has resumed flights from Bangkok to Vairawa and back to Bangkok from today. An Airbus 320 from Bangkok with 17 passengers on board landed at the Gautam Buddha International Airport in Vairawa at 12:15 p.m. today, according to Binod Singh Rawat, the information officer at the airport. Likewise, the plane carrying 162 people returned to Bangkok from White Hour at 1:15 p.m. Information officer Rao said that the Thai Asia Air will operate flights twice a week on the Bangkok-White Hour Bangkok route. The airline has obtained permission for regular flights for every Sunday and Wednesday. Nepal has recorded a trade deficit of approximately 400 billion rupees in the initial 3 months of the current fiscal year 2025 and 26, as per the foreign trade statistics for the first 3 months from the 17th of July to the 17th of October of the current fiscal year, published by the Department of Customs today. Imports reached 468 billion, 83 million and 300 thousand rupees, while exports total 72,782,800,000 rupees during this period. This news comes to you from Daily Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Fiber internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. Naya jadan garna, tatha marmat garna. Gharmai basi basi 198 dial gare puksa.
Nepal Telecom, rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A team of differently abled people has successfully trekked to the base camp of Mount Annapurna under the initiative of the local disabled network of Annapurna Rural Municipality. 9 people with 6 types of disabilities set out on the trek from Humkola in Narchang on the 22nd of October. Vishal Vike, secretary of the network, said that they completed the trek today. Those completing the trek are Sumo Sherpa Kusi, Isur Bastola, Rajesh Pandari, Sangeeta Sharma, Vishal BK, Bhim Gurung and Basu Thakali. Vandana Rai participated in the trek as their assistant. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has presided over the signing of a ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia and announced several trade deals on his first visit to Asia since re-entering the White House. According to Al Jazeera, Trump co-signed the ceasefire on Sunday with Malaysian, Thai and Cambodian counterparts on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN Summit in Kuala Lumpur. Thai Prime Minister Anutin Charnvirakul, Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet, and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim joined Trump for a ceremony marking the deal, which builds on a ceasefire that halted deadly border fighting in July. The agreement follows a truce reached in July when Trump used the threat of higher tariffs against both countries to pressure them to end 5 days of fighting that killed dozens of people and displaced hundreds of thousands. India and China have resumed direct flights on Sunday after a 5-year suspension, a move important both for trade and symbolic step as Asia's giants cautiously rebuild relations. The neighbors, the world's two most populous nations, remain strategic rivals competing for regional influence, but ties have eased gradually since a deadly Himalayan border clash in 2020. India's government said the resumption of flights will boost people-to-people contact and aid the gradual normalization of bilateral exchanges. Warming relations with Beijing come as India's ties with key trade partner Washington struggle following U.S. President Donald Trump's order of punishing 50% tariffs. Trump's aides have accused India of fueling Russia's war in Ukraine by buying Moscow's oil. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in Kusi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki expands the cabinet inducting two new ministers. President Ramchandra Pordial administers oath of office and secrecy to newly appointed Health Minister Dr. Sudha Sharma and Sports Minister Bablu Gupta. Department of Water Resources and Irrigation terminates 12 idle contracts. National Human Rights Commission urges all parties engaged in peaceful demonstrations to exercise restraint. And U.S. President Trump signs the Thailand-Cambodia ceasefire pact at ASEAN summit in Malaysia. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.